Boston, March 2nd. Tuesday last was the anniversary of the never-to-be-forgotten 5th of March, 1770, when Messrs. Gray, Maverick, Caldwell, Carr, and Attucks were inhumanly murdered by a party of soldiers of the 29th Regiment in King Street. The bells of the several congregational meeting houses were tolled from 12 o'clock at noon till 1. In the evening, there was a very striking exhibition at the dwelling house of Mr. Paul Revere, fronting Old North Square. At one of the chamber windows was the appearance of the ghost of the unfortunate young Cider, with one of his fingers in the wound, endeavoring to stop the blood issuing therefrom. Near him, his friends weeping, and at a small distance, a monumental obelisk with his bust in front. On the front of the pedestal were the names of those killed on the 5th of March, underneath the following lines. Cider's pal, ghost fresh bleeding stands, and vengeance for his death demands. In the next window were represented the soldiers drawn up, firing at the people assembled before them, the dead on the ground and the wounded falling, with the blood running in streams from their wounds, over which was wrote, "Foul play." In the third window was the figure of a woman representing America, sitting on the stump of a tree with a staff in her hand and the cap of liberty on the top thereof, one foot on the head of a grenadier lying prostrate, grasping a serpent, her finger pointing to the tragedy. The whole was so well executed that the spectators, which amounted to many thousands, were struck with solemn silence, and their countenances covered with a melancholy gloom. At 9 o'clock, the bells tolled a doleful peal until 10, when the exhibition was withdrawn and the people retired to their respective habitations.